How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I want to talk to you today about something that's been on my mind, which is when your resume screams at the hiring executive, "Don't hire me." What can you do to make your resume readable and something that's compelling? Yes, it's in the text. There's more to it than that. Let's start here. Let's start with the objective. It's old school. Don't include an objective. An objective says, "I want the following thing out of your company," or "I want the following thing out of you as the hiring executive," or something blasé and bland like, "I want to make a contribution." Well, good job, but that's not the only thing that you have to do in this role. Who are you and what do you stand for? And what kinds of expertise do you bring to the table that your hiring executive needs to know? Put that at the top of your resume. That's going to make a much more effective billboard for your marketing campaign for yourself than "I want to contribute to an organization that does good things," that which doesn't really say anything at all. So that's one piece of sort of the bland approach to resume writing that you never want to do. Another thing you never want to do is include the words "responsible for." Responsible for sounds like HR speak. It sounds like what HR thinks your job is, which probably isn't what you do every day. And moreover, if you're responsible for something, does that mean you did it? We don't know based on the notion of "I was responsible for doing the following thing." I was responsible for making sure our project managers came in on budget. I was responsible for making sure that our vendors delivered what they were supposed to do on time. Tell us how it happened. "I made sure the project managers delivered 10% under budget and rewarded them for their efforts." That's not good resume writing, but that's a very good concept to include in your resume. Similar for the vendor idea. "Managed 16 vendors to contract terms to avoid scope creep." That says a lot more than "I was responsible for managing vendors." And your hiring executive will want to know exactly what you did relative to managing that budget or relative to managing those vendors. Let's talk about education for a second. Even if you just finished a college degree or a graduate degree of which you are extraordinarily proud, my guess is that the degree, whatever it is probably an expectation at the level that most executives are seeking. And honestly, some executives don't have degrees, and that's perfectly okay too. But let's say you just finished an MBA. Let's just say you finish a Master of Science in Organizational Development. Let's say you finished a Master's in Industrial Design. I know that you put a lot of work into that. There's no question that there's value there, and your future hiring executive is going to understand that as well. But they don't need to see it first, and this is where I was going. It's not important that you put that that graduate degree or that college degree at the top of your resume. I know it used to be an expectation that you would designate your educational history with your degrees at the top of your resume. Your audience is going to understand that this is where you come from. And moreover, not only would I put your education last on your resume, I would also leave the dates off. And I'll tell you why. And this is one of the sad realities of job search at this time in our history, I think, is that age discrimination is probably one of the most common types of hiring discrimination out there. And because people can add, a couple things might happen. One is if you had a traditional trajectory, you might have graduated, let's say, in the 80s or the 90s or whenever it was. And then people can say, well, they were 22 years old when they finished, so they must be about whatever age now. You don't want them to be able to do that. And what if you were a non-traditional student and you graduated, you worked for a long time and then you graduated 20 years later? How does that experience and the education match up to the things that you want your hiring executive to know? The answer is it doesn't. So put your education last and make sure you leave off those dates. Similarly, even if you didn't go to college, which is really fine. I have lots of letters after my name. I understand the value of an education, but I work with plenty of executives who never went to college or only have a little bit of college. Regardless, don't put your high school education on your resume or even on your LinkedIn profile. The only reason I might consider putting your LinkedIn, your education, your high school education on your LinkedIn profile is that you might find at some of the more elite private schools that there's a network that you can tap into that might be very, very valuable. But I wouldn't go back and detail your high school experience once you've finished college yourself. Now let's talk about resume design. Your resume has to be readable. I will share with you that many of my executive clients have years and years and years of experience, and they want to fit it all into one page. And you know what happens when they try that, when I see what they have done? The type is about 7 points. And you know how hard that is to read? You have to appeal to the person who's going to be reading this document, and you definitely don't want them to have to squint or simply to throw your resume in the trash bin because it was a fruitless effort for them to try to figure out what you had to say. So make good use of white space. Don't overdo the color. Use some of it. You'll see plenty of color in a lot of the work that I do. Use lots of good visuals. That's all fine. But make sure your resume is highly, highly readable from a visual perspective. Last thing, use traditional, if you're going to print it out, use traditional colors for paper and for ink. Everybody remembers Legally Blonde, in which the main character prints out her resume on pink paper and scents it with perfume. You do not want to do anything like that. I know it was a joke, it was a movie, it wasn't real, but some things do play out. Make sure that the paper you use is white, cream, or gray, and that your ink colors are traditional, and that you don't overdo color on color. Once when I was a child, I sent somebody a letter that was red ink on pink paper. Guess who got a phone call immediately and said, don't ever do that again. It was one of my elder relatives. The same holds true. Don't use colors that are going to be jarring and uncomfortable for your audience to read. They won't like it, and they will throw your resume away because it will be too difficult for them to parse through. So there you have it. You have three different ways to think about how to keep your resume from screaming, don't hire me. One is in the objective and the use of the words responsible for, both of which are self-centered versus forward-thinking and hiring executive-centered. Some is about your education and where that that should go on your resume so that you don't appear to overage yourself or put yourself under the market instead. And the third is about layout and design and color. Thanks a lot. I'm Amy L. Adler of Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. And if you're listening to this, you might have found me on iTunes. I would encourage you to subscribe at fivestrengths.com/iTunes.